In fact, fossils are unable, in principle, to provide evidence for ancestry and descent. In Chapter 3, we saw that Darwin's strongest single class of facts, early vertebrate embryos, shows the opposite of what he thought it showed. And no matter what we do to a fly embryo, it remains a fly. Chapter 4 illustrated that molecular phylogenies assume common ancestry rather than demonstrate it, and molecular phylogenies are notoriously inconsistent with each other. We might as well try to divine the past by reading the entrails of chickens. As stated in Chapter 5, the most fundamental problem of evolution, the origin of species, remains unsolved. Despite centuries of artificial breeding and decades of laboratory experiments, no one has ever observed speciation through variation and selection. What Darwin claimed is true for all species has not been demonstrated for even one species. Trying to finesse the problem by calling minor changes within existing species microevolution is like trying to overcome obstacles to space travel by calling a toddler's first steps microastronautics. Sure, evolution is a fact, in the sense that the present is different from the past, that the cosmos and living things have a history, that gene frequencies change from one generation to the next, that individuals in the same species are related through descent with modification, and that variation and selection can produce changes within existing species. Evolution is also a collection of plausible but limited hypotheses, such as the possible Darwinian descent with modification of Galapagos finches. But Darwinism claims a lot more than these few facts and limited hypotheses. Darwinism is the grand claim that all living things are modified descendants of a common ancestor, and that unguided natural processes alone, principally natural selection acting on random variations, have produced them. The evidence that Darwinists cite for this grand claim is indeed overwhelming if it's weighed by the pound, but it's largely irrelevant. Thousands of articles have been published in hundreds of science journals, but as evidence for Darwinism's grand claim, they are just one long bluff. The Darwinists' overwhelming evidence has become a butt of jokes. Indeed, since their evidence is so underwhelming, Darwinists now rely on scientific consensus to justify their position. Science by consensus. In 2003, University of Texas physicist and Nobel Prize winner Steven Weinberg testified before the Texas State Board of Education that although he was not a biologist, he had a good sense of how science works. Science, he explained, is what is generally accepted by scientists. And he assured the board, "It is the theory of evolution through natural selection that has won general scientific acceptance." In 2005, the American Association of University Professors announced,